Hey, this is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And we're with Watch Out for Fireballs, and we're doing it live at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo.
That's right. We are going to be talking about a retro game at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo, but we need your help.
So please go to www.duckfeed.tv/Kickstarter. It's going to send you to the Kickstarter page. Throw us a couple bucks. You're going to get the live show. You're going to get a bunch of other neat stuff. And we're not ready to announce yet. We promise you're going to like the game that we're going to do. And we'd really appreciate it.
So once again, that is duckfeed.tv/Kickstarter. And you'll enjoy the thing.
You'll enjoy the thing.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite
Kickstarter.
Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Braden Cameron.
Braden, my grandpa died earlier today.
Oh, shit. Who is this?
Oh, Gary Butterfield. It was Gene Butterfield who died, but this is Gary Butterfield.
I'm very sorry, Gary. That's terrible.
Yeah. It's really sad. Me and Groban and Josh Jr. and Josh JJ and Groby. Like, we just got back from the funeral. And I just wanted to give you a call because, I wanted to make sure I found a silver lining to that cloud of gray, just like the Grateful Dead say.
Yeah, I'm pulling a card off the wall right now and filling it out, and I'm getting ready to send it to you.
I didn't even think about that. I'm going to be able to build a new room based on this tragedy. That's already kind of got me in a better mood.
There you go. There's your silver lining in your touch of gray, as they say.
Well, here's the thing, is that this touch of gray has multiple silver linings.
Okay.
So I was there, I was at the funeral, and have you ever been to a funeral?
No, actually, I haven't.
Well, here's the thing.
One has ever died.
No, I hope that continues to be true, especially when it comes to me.
I don't see how it could change.
No, it won't change, buddy. It won't change. The thing is, it starts out kind of sad, and then it gets boring. And, I was sitting around, and I was just kind of looking around, tapping my foot, and I was like, the basket casket. Paul Bearer. Paul Bears. You know, I'll just kind of trying to think of, like, what kind of innovation I can draw from the sad situation.
The grab slab.
Yeah, the mausoleum. You know, I was just trying to think of all these different kind of different things. And what ended up happening is I was looking at my grandfather on Groban's side. And he was just sitting there staring. He had this, like, just haunted look on his face. And I went over there and I gave him a Dixie cup full of funeral punch. And I said, hey, old timer, what's got you down? And he kind of just, like, gave this, like, rambling monologue to me that gave me a really good idea.
Okay. Are you going to recite the monologue by memory?
Yes. He said, I don't know, Gary. I know that you're all happy with Shaquille. I'm a Groban, and that you brought me many wonderful grandchildren to my life, but I've been retired for some time, and honestly, just filling up the days. I feel like I'm just waiting to die. I think, what did I do to deserve this life? But then I reconsider and realize I did nothing. And I think, what happened to me? Who did this to me, Gary? Who did this to me?
Wow.
Yeah, it was real heavy. And I was like, I don't know, old man. Drink some more punch and tell me some more. And then he said, you know, he's telling me about just kind of some bad things that have happened to him, and also talking about how bored he was. So I got out my hymnal, and then I stuck my copy of Checkbook in it, like they do in the 50s, you know, you put a comic book in your textbook.
Like in the Mad Magazine commercials, or advertisements, rather.
Yeah, yep, I got, that's where I got the idea. I was looking through checkbook, and I got a little bedtime reading for you.
Okay. Right?
Retirees are the fastest growing segment of old people on the market today.
Oh, okay.
So then we have one half of the equation, resource, right? Mm-hmm. Way to solve a problem.
You need the market, yeah.
Looking over at old man Gene, I was just like, how can I kind of bash these two things together and make a product baby from the two of them? Because of that, I'd like to introduce to you the Grampagonizer Revenge System.
Wow, I don't even know where to start, Gary. I don't... Are you getting revenge on your grandpa? What are you doing?
No. Nobody, grandparents are wonderful to grandkids. They're always spoiling you, always giving you lots of cards. This is not that. This is, we hire retirees, okay, the biggest section of the workforce,
okay,
and they track down all the individual causes of your unhappiness throughout your life and make those causes pay.
Wow. Okay, I like where this is going. Tell me some more.
So first of all, we have these retired people, right? And they're spending all their time. They're like a Walmart greeter, or maybe they're a Greet Mart wall maker. You know, they're just hanging out all day, just watching people who have youth and have opportunity ahead of them, watching them piss it away. Like, I remember walking past a Walmart greeter once on my way into a Walmart, and he looked at me as I was going in. We went into that Walmart, and all we did was bounce a rubber ball from one aisle to the other and wait for the guy who worked there to clean it up. And then we left. And that old man had to look us in the eye, and that was the entirety of our plan for that night. That was, you know, 3 or 4 hours down the drain, you know?
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and I could have been getting a master's degree during that time, you know?
Yeah, in so 90 minutes or less with University of Flagstaff.
Yeah. You know, so this old man's watching that, and he's just depressed, and he has nothing to do. The job that he has is just, standing anyway. In the best of times, he's just standing, sometimes mumbling high, waiting to die. I mean, at this point, you know, he is a crumbling mockery of a man, with nothing to do. We take these crumbling mockery of men, and we pair them with these other shambling nothings over here, these other old men who are on their deathbeds, wondering how they got to be so old and worthless. They're just shambling homunculus, just brittle skins that once housed hopes and dreams and now are just waiting to end it all.
Yeah.
And they're gonna want vengeance.
They housed hopes and dreams the way their house of cards housed thank yous and get well
screams and thank you in Halloween cards. I was just thinking about, with this service, with the Grampagonizer Revenge System, you're on your deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
You're wondering how you got there. We get one of our special Grampagonizers. They come out, they interview you for a time, and maybe you say, they're just like, well, one time, fresh out of advertising school, I was on my way to the theater with a girl named
Gene.
Francie. And on the way to the theater, a man tripped her, she fell, broke her arm, and she blamed me. I could have been Hansy. I mean, I could have been happy with Fancy. Or Gene. I wasn't picky. However, this one person who tripped me ruined my life forever and caused me to be this dying old fool. So our Grampagonizer then goes to New York, does a little research, right? We give these guys library cards. We give them Palm Pilots. We give them encyclopedias, phone books.
Okay.
They find the arrogant businessman who tripped Gene, Fancy, at the time, and they go and they make sure he never does it again.
Okay, I see where this is going. This is kind of like you know, at the end of the movie, Citizen Kane, when when the citizen whispers his dying wish, but nobody's around to hear it. But this ensures that all those things that have caused you pain in your life get avenged in some capacity.
You assure the success of future generations, right? So like next time someone you know graduates from business school and they're walking a fancy, you know, down the street, no one's going to get tripped by that guy. And eventually enough old men die and all the problems in the world are solved.
Yeah. Yeah.
To solve all the problems in the world, we just need the old men to die.
And think about it, it's also a deterrent for future generations, knowing that these grand paganizers are out there correcting the wrongs of past lives, and you could be next.
You could totally be next. And
so mind your P's and your Q's.
Dot your P's and kind your Q's. Like, 100%. Nobody's going to get hurt. No one's going to die from this. This guy's not going to trip anybody again. You know, because, you know, the Coen brothers once said, they said, no country for old men. And in response to that, I say, old country for old men.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, Gary. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are some ways that our lives are tied by a thousand little, you know, threads, and any, you know, decision we make could ruin our lives in a billion different ways we don't even see for years and years. So right. What are some ways that maybe your life has been ruined? And when you're an old man, you anticipate using the Grand Paganizer.
Yeah, I mean, I remember specifically when I was in first grade, and I was enjoying my lunch with my other school time friends, Gene, all the boys. And I remember, you know, kind of yucking it up, having a good time. I was eating pretty slowly that day. And this lady, the lunchroom lady, not the lunch lady, but the lunchroom lady, told me that I had to leave before I finished all my food. All the other kids were gone, and I still had a ho-ho to eat, but she told me I had to go. And then I didn't get to have my ho-ho. I had to throw it away because I had to throw away this perfectly good ho-ho. And that really kind of ruined me for cafeterias for the rest of my life.
No to your ho-ho.
Yeah, no to my ho-ho. Ho-ho. Yeah. I guess I never really got over it.
Yeah. So imagine if you're dying, you explain your situation to a Grand Paganizer, you shuffle off this mortal coil, while Geneford, hobbles on down to the nursing home where that cafeteria lady is, and makes sure she never works as a cafeteria lady again.
Gary, I have a quick question for you about the product, which I love. But
sure, it's more of a service, but... Yeah.
Well, okay, yeah, the service. Okay, I know we're hiring old men, and what I'm worrying about is that we live in a fast-paced, crazy, go-go life. Mm-hmm. I could get hit by a car at any moment. I could get shot. I could get stabbed. Someone might drug me and put me in the trunk of their car for a few days. Am I able to call these grand paganizers to my side, or, you know, like, can I get them in like 5 minutes?
Using Pokemon technology, we've created the Pocket Grand Paganizer. You can have a Grand Paganizer, a direct line to a Grand Paganizer with you 24/7.
Like a life alert.
Yeah, exactly, like a life alert. Like, I've got diarrhea and I want someone to pay. You know, it'd be exactly like that, as opposed to I fall and I can't get up.
So instead of I've fallen and I can't get up, it's more like, I've fallen and I want you to avenge the builder of this house.
Exactly. Like, somebody made those stairs too narrow. So we're looking at contractors, we're looking at carpenters, we're looking at stair makers, we're looking at Hallmark in some cases.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at any number of people who could have been, you know, responsible for the construction of those stairs. We make sure they never do it again to another human.
Right. Right. Okay, good. This is a permanent solution, Gary. We have so many problems in our society today that only have temporary solutions. You know, you get sick, you take medicine, but you can get sick again. This is a permanent solution to your problem, to my ho-ho problem, to the falling and not being able to get up, to someone complaining yep. about a sled right before they die, any of these things, this is a permanent solution.
Every time I heat up food, it gets cold again.
Yeah, every time you right? eat, you get hungry again.
Right. What if I could hire someone to make sure that I never get hungry again?
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. You know, because with the Grand Paganizer, revenge is a dish best served old.
I like that a lot, Gary. I like that a lot. It's a new twist on an old favorite.
It's a new twist on an old favorite. Methuselah to the Madness with the Grand Paganizer revenge system.
You can teach an old dog new slicks. I don't know what that means.
Oil slicks that someone might trip on, and then they would not have such stringent HR policies and would have hired you right out of college.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't see any reason why this hasn't already been implemented by the government. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the purposes of capitalism is a step up where the government is failing. And one of the ways the government is failing is with our old people, our elderly. So let's utilize them and let's actually solve some problems. Unlike those clowns in D.C., mm-hmm. you know, like those guys, I mean, when they die, they're going to be like, I wish I'd gotten more votes. And that's an easy Grand Paganize. Like mm-hmm. that's just we just dump a bunch of votes in their grave.
Mm hmm. Now, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about this from the other side, Gary. As a gentleman who is rapidly aging,
sure.
I'm looking forward, as I always am, and thinking about my sunset years and how there's not a lot of luxury out there for a man or a woman that is getting up there. And this is right at the edge. You know, this is the biggest luxury item maybe you can get. You invest in a Grand mm-hmm. Paganizer, you don't even have to pay for it. It goes right out of your estate, right? This is just taking it out of the next generation.
This is Gene Jr.'s problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, you know. And you rest assured knowing, one, you've taught Gene Jr. the value of savings and debt. Two, you made sure that no fluffy birds ever distract you and stop you from getting a master's degree. And mm-hmm. three, you've made an old man, a Walmart greeter, entertained and given him purpose, which is going to allow him to live a little bit longer before he goes and hires a Grand Paganizer of his own.
Yeah.
So elegant.
Yeah. We all know that making the world a better place isn't going to be cheap. And I think that's something that Gene Jr., little UG, is going to have to understand.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and making your way in the world today, snakes everything you got. And these Grand Paganizers know this, and they also know how to snake back.
Mm-hmm. They gotta snake it back for the little person.
Yep, snake it back for the little old person.
Yeah. Wow, you know, Gary,
it's a business plan with a wrinkle.
Yeah,
the Grand Paganizer revenge system.
That's really great. I mean, this call started off pretty sad, and you've turned it around.
Yeah, I can't even remember what I was sad about.
Your grandpa died.
Well, I like to think that, if he was around today, he would have approved the Grand Paganizer system. In fact, I took the liberty of recording him before he passed. I'd like to play that recording for you right now.
Okay.
My name's Grandpa Butterfield, and this is my absolute favorite product.
Wow, he was a fan of Josh Groban, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, duh.
Well, it's hard not to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad it sounds like you're on board. We need to start combing the retirement homes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, combing bus stops.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And senior centers, and start recruiting our Grand Paganizer army.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably need some that are going to be kind of spry, kind of still with it, so that kind of thins out a few. But we want to get the early retirees, you know, the ones that have been retired for a year or so, and they're getting bored. I think that's the
one. Yeah, yeah. And with these early retirement incentives, like, we're going to have a younger force of Grandpaganizers. I mean, with you know, beef growth hormones and everything, people are becoming grandparents at, like, 35.
That's true. That's very true.
You know? And you don't want to fuck around with a former Green Beret 35-year-old Grandpaganizer.
I don't. I don't at all. I don't even want to think about it.
No. No, I mean, that's a scary thing. So, mind your P's, mind your Q's. With the Grandpaganizer revenge system. I'm glad that you're on board.
I am, absolutely. And if I wasn't, in, you know, 40, 50 years, you'd stick a Grandpaganizer on me.
Right, and they would make sure that you were never, you know, close-minded to an idea again.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, I suggest you do. Okay, well, I'm gonna go, I've got a whole bunch of funeral punch to drink before it goes rotten. Like, there's a lot of cream in that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. I mean, well, from what I've seen on TV.
Yeah. Well, it's the second best part of funerals. Like, the best part about people dying is innovation. The right. second best part is funeral punch.
And may Groban's angelic voice lead your grandpa into a better place.
Thank you. Grove night.
Grove night.